Hey everybody, welcome to another Question of the Day podcast. So this is one that I wanted to cover today because it's been coming in quite frequently on my Instagram stories recently. And that is, what are the best fat loss foods? So this time of year, April, May, and you may be listening to this at another time, but April, May tends to be a very heavy on the fat loss topic, particularly on my social media platforms, because people are trying to get in shape for summer. I'm actually running my next BKF online program in May to run into the summer. So anyone going away on holidays to get their body fat down, build muscle, tone up, etc. And it tends to correlate with the amount of questions I get around fat loss during this time of year. And I'm going to change this question slightly just because I've got so many variations of it over the last week or so. And that's, what's the best foods for fat loss, or what are the best fat burning foods? And the long and the short of it is, there's no such thing really as a fat burning food. There's food choices that will enhance your ability to lose fat faster, which I'll go into today. But there's no real fat-burning food. There's no special food out there that if you eat this food, you're going to lose a load of body fat. And one of the reasons that people can struggle with this is because you'll see in traditional media, or you'll see on social media, things like top fat-burning foods. And it's a little bit misrepresentative of the facts, because there are certain foods that will enhance your ability in an overall nutritional plan or diet to lose body fat faster through either keeping your energy levels high through the nutrient density and vitamins and minerals in the food, or the fiber content that will keep you fuller for longer. So yes, they can technically help you lose body fat, but they're not fat burning foods. There are certain ingredients, like in certain chilies, you'll see capsaicin and different ingredients that may have a mild thermogenic effect on the body, where they may slightly increase your metabolic rate, so you'll burn more calories, but it's so small in terms of the overall scheme of what you need to do to lose body fat that it's hardly worth considering unless it's something that you're adding in on top of a solid nutritional plan. So for 95% of people, there's a couple of best practices for losing body fat. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know my philosophy that, you know, there's bars out there and shakes out there and special diets out there and all this other fucking horseshit that sells a silver bullet. And this is the best way to lose body fat, and this is the best way to lose weight, which can be, is true. You'll probably, if you eat a 600 calorie bar every single day, once a day or twice a day, you'll probably lose weight. It's the reality of being in a calorie deficit, but you'll rebound out worse when you go back eating real food, and then you're right back where you started, or potentially worse than where you started, in terms of your body fat or your weight has actually increased from your starting point due to down regulations of certain hormones, leptin and ghrelin being two. Your hunger hormones, your satiation hormones, they get massively disrupted and down regulated on overly restricted calorie restricted diets, so where you're not eating a lot of food basically, which is effectively how bar and shake diets work. When it comes to losing body fat, the best fat loss foods, there's certain principles that you need to apply that will work for 95% of people. There's about 5% of the population that will have some form of genetic disorder or some form of insulin resistance disorder, and this won't work for them as often as it would for most other people. But the number one thing to consider for the majority when you're trying to lose body fat is you need to be in a calorie deficit. So you need to eat less food than your body is burning. That's number one. Number two, what will really enhance and support you is doing some form of resistance training. So some form of either body weight resistance or weight workouts. What happens when you weight train or do resistance training is you tear fibers down in the muscle, and the food you eat goes towards repair from that workout instead of, say, adding towards body fat, depending on the overall calories that you're consuming. But you're giving your body, or you're giving that food, another job effectively, because when you tear, that's why when you get sore after a workout sometimes, or the first time you go on a weight workout, you're a little bit sore after, or a new program, your body's getting used to tearing those fibers down, and then you need to repair from those workouts, which is going to give you a mild increase in your metabolism, which will help you burn more calories while you rest. If you read my book, The Fitness Mindset, you saw that in the training tension section, that when you tear fibers down, you're literally giving your body another job to do, so that when you're sitting at home and you've done a hard weight workout, you're still burning calories trying to repair from that workout. That's number two. Number one, as I said, calorie deficit. Number two, resistance training. Number three is adding in some form of cardio, because when you do cardio, and however you do that, with bodyweight HIIT workouts, on a cross trainer, outside running, cycling, swimming, playing tennis, playing football, it doesn't matter how you get your cardio in. Once you're elevating your heart rate above a certain rate, that's effectively putting you into a cardiovascular state where you're, or you're increasing your heart rate where you're going to burn more calories during your actual workout. If you combine those three things, you're going to lose body fat. And not only that, you're going to maintain lean muscle tissue, which will keep your metabolism higher and means you're going to feel so much better. When it comes to fat-burning foods, it's really a case of understanding that there's certain foods that will help you more than others. The reason that foods like high fiber foods, vegetables, or oats, or brown rice, they're high in fiber, so they're going to keep you fuller for longer, meaning that you're not going to need to eat as much food to feel full. If you do that consistently and you don't eat too many calories, you're going to get into a deficit and lose body fat. So that's why those foods can help you in terms of quote-unquote being fat-burning foods. Also things like protein, high complete protein sources, your body kilocalories per gram of protein is the same as per kilogram or per kilocalorie per gram for carbohydrates. So in 1 gram of protein, there's 4 kilocalories. In 1 gram of carbohydrate, there's 4 kilocalories. It takes your body more effort to break down that protein than carbohydrate. So you're going to burn more calories breaking down that food. That's why high protein diets or moderate protein diets, where you get enough to repair, not only helps you repair from workouts by giving your body the amino acids you need, having torn down those fibers with resistance training, which can further elevate your metabolism so you burn more calories while you rest, it's also going to take more calories to break down those amino acids and break down protein foods compared to carbohydrate, and they're the exact same kilocalories per gram. So that's why when people are like, oh, high protein diet will help you lose fat, it, in the overall context, that without any more information doesn't really help. But understanding that it has benefits from a mild thermic effect of food from the protein standpoint, and it also has a byproduct of the fact that you're going to enhance repair after workouts, which can further increase lean muscle tissue, which can further increase your metabolism. That's why that food can work as a fat loss food as well. But understanding that there's no one food to eat that's going to help you lose body fat. If there was, then that would be the food everybody ate. If there's foods that will enhance it, the same goes on the opposite end of that spectrum. Is if you eat poor quality foods, foods that haven't got a lot of nutrient density, you're not going to feel as energetic and you're going to feel a little bit lethargic, which means you won't burn as many calories throughout the day or in your workout because you're going to be tired. And there's a chance that you may end up overeating because you're lacking in energy. And that can happen when you're eating a lot of, say, processed ingredients. So even if you're in a deficit and you're eating a lot of ready meals or highly processed foods, true, if long as you stay in that deficit, the 95% of people will lose body fat. But if you're struggling with energy levels and if you're struggling with cravings, and which leads you to overeat, then that's going to put you out of your deficit. That's the reason that nutrient-dense foods like vegetables, fruits, etc. can work very well, because you're getting all the vitamins and minerals your body needs, which keeps your energy levels high, which means you're less likely to grab a tin of biscuits in the evening because your blood sugar levels are balanced. You're less likely to be super lethargic, so you're going to burn more calories during your workouts because you're going to feel stronger and have more energy, and it's just not going to be as much of a slug. Like what happens with a lot of people, if you go into a calorie deficit where you're not eating high nutrient dense foods, like a lot of bars, a lot of shakes, which by all means have a place in the grander scheme of an overall nutritional plan, but if that's your primary food source, your energy level is not going to be as good because you're not getting the vitamins and minerals you need. So that's not to say you can't lose body fat. It just means you'll probably struggle because it's going to be harder because your energy levels are lower. So that's also worth considering. The same as if you're eating a lot of high sugar foods, you're going to be on this energy roller coaster all day. And again, not to say you can't lose body fat if you're in that deficit. You probably can, and most will. But your energy levels are going to be sacrificed and you're not going to feel as good. So I'm a big fan of setting yourself up for success when fat loss is the goal. do the minimum effective dose on everything that helps you lose your body fat, because that's what's going to be sustainable for you long term. The truth is, you can just go on a bar or shake diet on a 600 calorie plan for 6 or 8 weeks and you'll probably lose weight, but you'll rebound out worse the other side when you go back eating real food, and you're not going to be able to sustain that. However, when you get into a calorie deficit with high nutrient dense foods that keeps your energy levels high, you're not going to feel like you're on a diet. You know, one of the things that comes back from my BKF online program is, I can't believe I get to eat so much food and lose so much weight or lose so much body fat. And that's down to the fact of understanding calories. Food and calories aren't the same thing. You can eat a lot of food, but you can keep your calories low. And when you do that and you're consuming quite a decent amount of food, your energy levels stay high and you can sustain that over the long term, making it way easier to lose body fat. You combine that then with some form of resistance training and some form of cardio, you're going to speed up your progress and lose body fat faster, and you're not going to rebound because you've set up the right daily habits and you set up the right routine from the front end to help you lose body fat. So that's kind of an expansion on fat loss foods. The truth is, as I said, there's no real such thing as a fat loss food. There are dietary choices that will help you lose body fat, the same way as there's dietary choices that will help, that won't help you lose body fat, such as highly processed foods, high sugar foods. Not to say that you can't lose body fat consuming those foods, you definitely can. It just, they're not as supportive as the nutrient whole food alternative, because your energy levels are going to be higher and you're going to feel better and you're not going to make poor food choices down to being lethargic and tired. So hopefully that helps. That's today's question of the day. What are the best foods for fat loss? Hopefully you enjoyed.